Misfit Toys.
Hey, mini boneheads, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from my palace in Los Angeles on Friday, September 6th, 2013. Last night we did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily of Mommy Dearest. Jesus Christ, what a movie. I'll play the audio of the beginning of that show with co-interrupters Tom Lennon, Zach Galifianakis, and James Adomian at the end of this shorty. And don't worry, Mini Boner App lovers, I think I've got a solution to keep minisodes coming, but not fill up the regular Douglas Movies feed with them, and you will learn more about that very soon. If you crave content, check out the latest Dining with Doug and Karen that we taped last night after Mommy Dearest. It's a potluck dessert ep, and it made me delightfully sick. And a couple of the fellas who interrupted the movie stick around, and another special guest stops by. It's a lot of fun. Check it out over at Nerdist.com or iTunes. So many things to plug. I'm off to Pennsylvania today for a stand-up show tomorrow night in Bethlehem at Arts Quest. Bring your name tags, play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood. Winner gets a seat in the Doug Loves Movies taping Sunday at Helium Comedy Club at 420. That's very close to sold out, so get your tickets or get out to Bethlehem to win a seat. Monday's Doug Loves Movies in New York City is sold out, so come to Yonkers Tuesday. It's only a subway and a train and a cab and a bus. It'd take a couple different modes of transportation if you're not already in Yonkers. But come out Tuesday to watch me and my comedy pals interrupt Cabin Fever on its 10th anniversary at the Alamo Drafthouse. Saturday, September 14th, Dining with Doug and Karen is coming to the Firebird in St. Louis at 420. Come chew with us and watch us chat. And we've added a late-night stand-up show that night at 11 because the Douglas movies at 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that, that's sold out. So we have an 11 o'clock stand-up show. So come and, again, we always play Leonard Maltin game at the stand-up shows if you can't get into the Douglas movies tapings. Sunday, September 15th, stand-up at the Turner Ballroom in Milwaukee. Huge venue. Please fill it with your love. And now, the opening moments of last night's movie interruption. And as always, wire hangers are a shithead.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Brett. Hadrian is on assignment. Great to be back after a fairly short period of time. What was the last one we did? Was this like a week or?
Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, I hope they just always make those movies. Because I will just always interrupt them. And but tonight we're reaching back a little bit. I think it's like 1980, I want to say. 81, thank you, Stickler. Yeah, we're going back to 81, and Mommy Dearest. Who here has seen Mommy Dearest? So it's about a half and half situation. But I don't think any of my guests have seen it, so let's talk to them about it. Please give a big warm welcome to James Adomian, Tom Lennon, and Zach Galifianakis.
Thank you.
How is that for you guys? Is that like too cozy?
We don't have a love seat, do you? It's shorter. I believe I'm quoting OJ when I say too tight.
Too tight. Is there going to be like a little?
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of facial hair on this love seat.
That's great. That was Tom Lennon, everybody, with the facial hair. He's
incisive facial hair commentary. And you've never seen this motion picture?
Never have seen the film. I feel like there's a famous quote they run at the Oscars once in a while.
Yeah. Yes? Yes, I heard. Sure.
Wire hangers kind of stuff?
No more wire hangers.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see
ever,
it.
Ever. Again with the sticklers.
That clip is in the Library of Congress. Just that clip.
Is it for real?
Yeah, just that 10 seconds.
That's James Adomian, everybody. First time movie interrupter, but also I hear a lot of your friends are here tonight. And corny setup. You know, they might have something to say about this movie, right?
Oh, are you talking about the LGBT community?
Yes. A lot of your gay and lesbian friends are here.
I think I'm the only gay man who's not seen this movie. I think I finished my application.
Finally, you're officially gay after tonight.
Well, stay around for the ceremony.
Well, yeah,
it's weirder than you think.
Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me, because tonight is a podcast crossover event, because once again, we're having a Dining with Doug and Karen podcast out back on the patio. Thank you. After the show tonight. So Karen will be here, and I'll be here, and our producer, Katie Money, will be here. And we will, the whole audience, or not the whole audience, but lots of people in the audience have brought desserts, and we are going to sample them and talk about them, and whether or not we like them. But I'm sure we'll like all of them, because there's a lot of...
Did they bring anything else, or just desserts?
Zach Galifianakis is here, everybody.
I didn't see that.
I just didn't know where to go from there.
My neck is cracked.
I mean,
I threw my neck out because I thought I saw Jean-Claude Van Damme in an internet cafe.
You could just hurt your neck thinking you saw an internet cafe. They're all shut down, aren't they?
Shut down.
Yeah.
The Internet Bureau.
Yeah. We
had
enough of them and their crazy internet accents. So if you could stick around and have some desserts after some just desserts after the thing tonight, by all means do. Zach's MO with movie interruptions is he tends to leave about halfway through. Mm-hmm. Because
my kids are always in the car.
Yeah.
This is the third week in a row.
But I think you always show up bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and think it's really fun for a while, but then a sadness sets in. Because people made this movie that right. We're talking so much shit about.
Not with Fast and Furious 6. That should be... That is the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever seen. If I saw... What's his name? What's Vin Diesel? If I saw him in an internet cafe, man, I'd throw everything out.
You do what?
Throw everything out. Let's get on with it.
It is a long one. There are air conditioning issues tonight, so if you brought some sort of ice cream dish, that's probably not going to work out. That's not going to last.
Can we at some point start chanting fast forward, you know?
I prefer that not only people didn't do that, but that my guests didn't suggest that. Here at Cine Family, we're all about endurance. And it's all about, if you're going to fucking see Mommy Dearest, you're going to see every goddamn second of it. You stay all the way through the end credits, except for Zach, because of the kids, and we love most minutes of it, every time. So stop being a troublemaker, Tom.
Now for the majesty and wonder of cinema.
Mommy Dearest!
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Marc Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.
Hey, everybody. Do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.